Blog Talk Radio.
Malone Pipeline is now on air and ready to take your calls. In 3, 2, 1. With DJ Malone, Lance Johnson, DJ Willie T, and the rest of DMP family. Call right now. 773-897-3976. It's easy. Just say name and state you are calling from, and you will be logged right into the convo. Get ready to have some fun.
The whole lingo, our whole moves, our whole grind, man.
Hey,
this whole Trunk Music hey. USA shit is
wow.
real. You know what I'm saying?
It's a hit right here.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah.
It's a hit.
You know
right
the lanes,
here.
Man. The way they talk crazy, man. They don't
hey.
Even understand.
Turn
shit.
Up.
About
turn
to go
up.
In. Turn up.
Hey, money in my pocket. I'm about to turn up. Loud in the air. I'm about to turn up. Bad chick on the side, I'm about to turn up. And I swear to God, a lame don't wanna act up. Turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up. Everywhere that we go, we turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up. Everywhere we go, we turn up.
You know
turn
I'm Brandon, I'm getting to it. I'm popping bottles.
Your chick, yeah, she all on me.
She's a Thotiana. She say she wanna ride with me because she know who I be. I'm getting to the money, Joe, and I don't gotta play
ain't
no game. See,
no.
Money all up on my mind. These lame niggas out here talking down. Talk about what they go doing. All see, I always stay turned up. Loud smoke up in the air. Guess I'm getting to the money.
And I wave my hands like I don't care. Money in my pocket, I'm about to turn up. Loud in the air, I'm about to turn up. Bad chick on the side, I'm about to turn up. And I swear to God, a lame don't wanna act up. Turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up. Everywhere that we go, we turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up. Everywhere we go, we turn up, turn up.
I'll turn it up, give money, get bread. Can't talk to fed, and your thoughts are give me head. Foreign car whip a nigga, y'all niggas scared. I'd rather get this money, y'all be broke instead. I be hustling hard, riding my foreign shit. I ain't worried about nothing, nigga, I just get this money, bitch. This junker, yet I burn it loud. Foreign car, foreign cuss. Chevrolet kid, this nigga wanna talk that shit. Let me speak, got a mark on my damn cuss.
Money in my pocket, I'm about to turn up. Loud in the air, I'm about to turn up. Bad chick on the side, I'm about to turn up. And I swear to God, a lame don't wanna act up. Turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up. Everywhere that we go, we turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up. Everywhere we go, we turn up, turn up.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, DJ Malone. We're back here on the hot seat. What's going on? If I didn't formally introduce you and who I am and what I do and what I do things, and I'm moving, I'm grooving, I'm grooving, I'm moving. I don't even know. But I'm here, people. 773-897-3976 is the number to call in. Make sure you do it. We got a special guest in the building. You guys know I love to bring in the hottest artists with the hottest music, whatever's going on, people. And today is no different. We're going to come right back. We're going to come with the intro. And when we come with the intro, we're going to come right back to our guest, and he's going to come on, and he's going to light the stage, and well, whatever stage that we do have on the phone. I don't know. I'm just excited for him because he's about to come on. So let's go.
Blog Talk Radio will be in 1, 2, 3 with DJ Malone and King Hot Cam. This is where you can voice your opinion, get advice, and we know how to keep it real. Once again, please visit us at www.djlessonmore.com or hit us on our Twitter page at DJ Malone Pro. You can also check us out
at Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/DJ_Malone. And without further ado, will you please welcome the man himself, DJ Malone.
Oh, man.
It's your boy, DJ Malone.
We're back here, people, right here on the hot seat with DJ Malone. The hot seat, you're not on Blog Talk Radio. You're not on Malone's Hype Line. You're on the hot seat with DJ Malone. So let's go ahead with our artist today. Man, here he is, man. Go ahead and tell the people who you is and where you calling from.
Hey, what's up? I'm Shake. I'm calling from Hollywood, California.
Hollywood, what up with you, man? What's going on?
I mean, I'm good. It's good. I'm liking it out here, you know.
You sound kind of nervous, man. Turn up. It sounds you're on the hot seat. It's time to turn up.
I guess I am a little bit nervous. I mean, I'm kind of a shy person, though, but not with music. My personality comes out in music, yeah.
Okay, definitely. I like that. Let me ask you this. Okay, so let's get down to the nitty-gritty. I know about you, but I want my listeners and the people to get to know about you. I know that you're from Chicago. So
yeah.
You were born in Chicago. What part of Chicago were you born
in? Me and my family, we lived on the south side, and we lived on the west side a little bit.
Okay, so you live out west.
Stay on Maryland. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm from Chicago. I live in Chicago. So I live on the south side, kind of like by like 79th and College.
Okay.
So definitely.
Yeah, that was mostly when I was younger though.
Okay, so you moved out of Chicago and then you went to North Carolina. So what was the move out there? Was it just something just family-wise, or was that something on your part?
Mostly family. Originally, my mom is from Chicago and my dad is from North Carolina.
Okay.
And my mom was going through school and stuff when we were born, me and my brother. I have a twin. So I just thought I'd throw that out.
Okay, definitely. Well, let's go ahead, man. Let's get the people to know about you. Okay, so your name is Six, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so how did you come up with that name, man? It's crazy. How did you come up with that?
It was given to me when I was in high school. I used to rap, and this is kind of funny. I used to freestyle battle. I was hanging out with all of the older kids, and they were like, "So what's your name?" I'm like, "My name is Sean." I'm like, "No, what's your rap name?" So I went home, and I came back a few days later, and I'm like, "My rap name is Jay Moo." And they're like, "What? Moo? Like a cow?" I'm like, "Yeah." And they're like, "Nah, we ain't gonna call you that. We're going to call you Shake." And I was like, "That's it."
you just went wide with it, huh? I feel you.
Yeah,
that's real.
Yeah,
that's
real. I gave it its own definition. I was just saying, I gave Shake its own definition, you know.
Okay. Now, where do some of your music influences come from? I mean, I know being from two different regions. You were born in Chicago, so you don't have that Midwest. And then, you know, going to, I wouldn't say North Carolina is the Midwest, but I would say more East, I guess, yeah. Maybe Southern East, maybe. What were some of your music influences?
My music influences? Was actually crazy. Like, I don't really get influence from music. Like, a lot of the influence comes from like other things I'm interested in, like artwork or like stories. You know, a bunch of books, mythology. Like I get most of my like ideas and inspiration from stuff like that. But artists that like I grew up like loving, like Ludacris. Like I met him at his album listening party, and that was just like, wow, because that was like my favorite artist when I was a kid. That's actually kind of what sparked it. Like, I remember he did his freestyle in the basement, and I was probably like 12 in the basement. I don't know if everybody knows, but that was Rap City, the show Rap City. You remember that show?
Yeah, I remember
BT.
That.
Yeah, he was doing freestyle, and I was like, probably 12 years old, but after that, I wanted to rap. Like, I just heard it was just so raw. I was like, oh, man, I started writing immediately.
Real, real. So what kind of style of rapping would you say that you have? Is it more like a twisted style? Is it more like a ludicrous? Do we have like a southern style? Or what kind of style is it?
Well, I'm actually R&B, but I guess my character, you know, like me as a person, I'm more of a hip-hop artist, really, but I'm really more do the R&B thing. So it's kind of like just another crazy blend, but it's his own, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I feel it's real. That's real, man. I like that. Now, I know me personally, I like, you know, the old music, even, you know, millennium music. What do you feel about today's music nowadays?
It doesn't stick. It's just, I just feel like everybody's trying to do the same thing. I don't really feel like they're trying to do the same thing. It's just that they're trying to top each other. Like, I got to do better than him. I gotta make a song like that, but harder and stuff. So I feel like it's just very watered down, and it's just, I feel like the inspiration isn't right. Like the feel, like, what's driving it. Like, that got to be right.
Exactly. I feel the same way. Now, is there any other thing that you, in your career so far, that you felt like I need to be there? Like, is there a goal that you're aiming for? Like, you know, you're going, I need to be at the BET Awards next year. Short-term, though, is there anything short-term for your goals where you would like to be at in a couple of months, maybe in a year?
Say 4 or 5. Or this is 50.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you want to be with Jack the Ripper?
Double XL. Yeah, I just want to.
Okay.
Yeah. That's short term. Long term, I'm just throwing in there. You know, you didn't ask.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanna. Long term, I want this joint venture deal. I'm gonna get that shit. A joint venture deal to where I can sign my own artist and put my own stuff out. And have creative control. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna get it.
Definitely, man. Now, when did you start? Like, I know you said when you were young, but when did you actually knew, okay, this is something that I wanted to do for real? Not just, you know, just, well, this is cool. The moment whenever you felt like, okay, this is something I know I want to do, I want to pursue this.
No, I always felt like that. Like when I was saying Ludacris inspired me, like, right after that rap, that's what I wanted to do. And, like, I've always wanted to do music ever since then. Like, I mean, pretty much when I was grown, I guess you mean, like, once you really got serious, once I started taking action, like, I would say in 2013, I got the chance to really start recording. But I was always writing, and I always wanted to do it. I was just like, yeah, like, I'm like 13 years old, like, getting in trouble in school and stuff. And they are like, you need to straighten up. I'm like, fuck that, I'm going to be a rapper. I'm going to do music. You know, I was always wanting to do it. Yeah.
Real.
I started recording.
I like that.
Yeah. Started recording in 2013, like, my own stuff. Actually, it was 2012, because I had came out. I just remember I had came out to L.A., I was visiting. I have one of my friends who's rapping. His name is Jeff Visions. But he had his little recording studio, and I came out and visited him, and I just started recording like my own stuff. That was my first time recording my own song.
Okay, definitely. I like that, man. Now you moved to California. What were one of the reasons why you moved out there?
To be a songwriter, because I wasn't really doing the artist thing. I did a deal, and I was writing songs. Me and my manager, we discussed, you know, the future and everything I wanted to do within the industry. But as far as a writer, I hadn't really taken that step yet as an artist. And I had wrote some songs for him for Atlantic and he asked me to do some stuff for Ty Dolla $ign and a couple other people on Atlantic, because that's where his main relationships are within the music industry, like his, you know the relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's real, man. I like that. I really am in tune with you, man, because you're just, you're real humble, and it just seems like you come from humble beginnings. And I like that when people have a story to tell versus, well, I'm just here just because I'm here.
Well, yeah, my story really, what really got me into it, though, was when I had seen my brother get killed. Like, I don't really want to go into details, but, like, he got killed in front of me when I was 17. So I went through a lot of stuff, like, dealing with that, like, emotionally and mentally. Like, I had PTSD, like, for a while. Like, when I would see blood, I would get flashbacks and stuff of it. But that's what inspired me to, like, leave everything alone and just, take that chance, take that risk.
Real, real.
Yeah, and that's...
Go ahead, man.
I was just going to say, yeah, that's what, like, a lot of people ask me, what inspires you to do music and keep you going? And I'm like, it's inspiration, but I don't call it that. I call it fuel to my flame. Like, that whole situation with him getting killed and everything, that's what, like, drives me. Like, I'm going to do it. Like, I don't care what nobody say. I'm going to do it.
Real, real, man. Going through that, that situation, man, did that make you a more stronger songwriter?
Yeah, it definitely did. Pretty much anything, any kind of pain will, like, it makes you grow. Like, it changes you. Like, when change comes, like, pain comes. Like usually, like, it comes with it. Like, something bad happens to you, you either break or you get stronger, but you don't stay the same, though.
Definitely, man. Now, we got this new joint that you got going on right here, man, called Tasty.
Yeah.
Tell us about Tasty. What is it about? Tell the world, let people know about it.
Tasty is just a sexual experience, I guess. That's all it is. That's just me thinking about it. When I actually wrote it, I had a meeting with Universal in New York, and I was writing it on the plane on the way there, and I just felt like it was a great song, because I had done some research on some of the artists there, because my meeting was for, like, writing songs for them. So I was on the plane, and I'm listening to some beats, and, like, I mean, it was just, I was thinking about one of my recent sexual experiences, and it just came to me. The song came to me while I was on the plane, did the whole thing right on the plane. I'm just like, I can't wait to get back and record this. But,
really?
I had sent it to my manager to see if he wanted to give it to anybody, but it wasn't a final version. And then, like, once I got the final version, I give it to him, like, I'm gonna put it out. It's gonna be the first one.
Definitely, man. Yeah. Well, you want to go ahead and introduce the Tasty joint real quick to the world?
Yeah, what's up, world? This is me, Shakes, and this right here is my single called Tasty.
Right here on the hot seat with DJ Malone. Let's go. Casey, people. Yo, I really like that joint. That was hot.
Thank you. I do this, man. I do it.
I feel you, man. How do you feel when you hear your songs playing on different radio stations, maybe in a car at the club, and the DJ spins it or whoever plays it? What is the feeling that you get?
The feeling I get is, that's me. that's me. Because I feel like it's good, and, like, you know, you don't want to be biased, but then, like, when it's good, like, you know it, like, I don't, you know what I'm trying to say, though, right? Like, you don't want to be biased
yeah.
and just be like, oh, I just think it's hot because it's me. But I really can't tell whether I think that or not. Like I'm just thinking that because it's me. But, like, I feel like my music is so good. Like,
yeah, it's fun to say that, bro. I mean, but that's what a lot of artists mess up. It is a difference between being a jackass with it and being confident in your music and saying, I did a good job.
Yeah.
It's okay to say that. So, yeah, man, definitely. So, now, is the album coming out? When can we expect more things from you, man? Cause I want my listeners to get in tune with you and see what you got going on.
I'm working on a project. I don't really want to throw the name of it out there yet because I haven't decided. Depending on what my next single is going to be, that's when I'm going to, like, put it out there. Because actually I have, like, three names, like, that I'm going to do, like, three different projects that's going to come out. Like, I have a bunch of songs right now just trying to figure out where to place them, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to do a video to Tasty, so you can expect that
okay.
Either at the end of this month or sometime next month. Yeah, and a second single, too, something else.
Okay, definitely. What would you like to perform at? If you could perform anywhere, what would it be at and why?
The BET Awards, I guess. But that's just, I mean, it's stuff, like, way bigger than the BET Awards and, like, the Grammys and stuff like that. But the BET Awards, we just feel like home, you know, just being a black person, a black musician. It just feels like, you know, to be at the BET Awards, it would feel like a bigger achievement. Like, to me, the BET Awards is bigger than the Grammys.
I feel you on that.
Yeah.
I feel you.
It's
okay,
a personal thing.
Definitely. Hey, we all got it. We all got that's the beauty of this world, man. We all have different feelings and different ways we think about stuff. So, I don't knock anybody for how they feel. So, definitely.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you this: who would you like to work with, as far as going in mainstream wise? Who would you like to work with?
Let's see. Like R&B wise, Chris Brown.
Yeah, that's fine.
Trey Stone, Eminem.
Yeah, I can see a little bit. I can see you and Trey doing something.
Ludacris, Drake, definitely Nicki Minaj. That's about it. I mean, it's a lot of people I want to write for. So, I mean, I better stop right there because I'm going on and on.
Definitely, man. Now, where do you see yourself in the next 3 years? Where do you hope to see yourself?
My long-term goal that I was just talking about, that joint venture, 3 years back, I'm going to have that. No later than 3 years. I expected to come before that, but I'm definitely going to have that. I see, like, myself, like, reaching, like, you know, mainstream, success, status, and all that.
Okay, definitely. I like that. That's real. Do you? Let me ask you this. I'm gonna maybe because, you know, I'm a DJ and I just like to get artists' opinions and stuff like that. What do you think about the relationship with the DJ nowadays? Because remember back when it was, you know, you had names like, you know, Jazzy Fresh and Jazzy and Will. You had names like that. You had the DJ who was, you know, kind of the
if you would, if you were the backbone, and you had the artist who was the front guy, and I don't see that nowadays. So what are your thoughts on the relationship with the DJ?
But the DJ, I feel like today the DJ is like the DJ is the one that's up. The DJ is up there, like really, like I mean, like DJ Mustard, Cali, you know, you look at them like they're bigger than the artist. Like really, if you really think about it, okay, DJ Mustard has a song. I mean, DJ Mustard produced Trey Song's song. Like you hear it on the radio, okay, goes off. That's Trey Song. Next song. Chris Brown, DJ Mustard, or something like that. Like, I was listening to the radio and there was so many songs by the same DJ, producer, or whatever. Like, I mean, I feel like it's big. Like, the relationship with DJs, like, it's very important. Somebody got to play your music.
Most definitely. If you could give any advice to somebody that's coming into the game, what advice would you give them?
Do it. Because I'm knowing coming in, you have doubts. Like, I have so much doubts that I need to get rid of, man. And, like, I know it's not just me. I know, like, everybody that wants to do it has it. I mean, but the doubts, like, the belief in yourself got to outweigh the doubt.
Real.
Really. Basically, like, really, if you think about it, if you do it, then you don't doubt yourself, really. I mean, the doubts pop up in your head, but if you're doing it, then you don't doubt yourself. If you're doing it, you believe you can do it. Because why would you do it just to do it?
That's real. Feel that, man. Well, give us the Facebook, the Twitter, everywhere we can find you at, bro. Because, like I said, I want to get people in tune with you. Give us the Facebook, Twitter, everything.
Okay. Twitter. My Twitter is Shakes Music. That's Shakes with two A's. Shakes Music. And my IG is Shakes_music.
Okay, definitely, man. I'm gonna start following you, man. Definitely, I'm gonna start following you and check you out. And you know, if you need anything, feel free, man, to come get at me anytime, bro. You know, like I said, I do mixos, TV placements. You know, if you ever need anything, just get at me.
Okay, yeah, make sure you follow me, man. We'll follow back and, you know, link up.
Definitely, man. Well, all right, though, man. I really do appreciate you stopping by and, you know, just, you know, sharing us with your love and stuff, man. You know, whenever anything drops, man, let me know ASAP, man, because definitely want to, you know, check it out.
Yeah, okay. Will do, man. The video's coming to safety soon. And another single right behind that. So I definitely be in touch with you and let you know about that.
Definitely. Before you go, I need two things from you. One of the things I'm gonna need a drop, spot drop. Also, well, what's good with kicking a little freestyle a little bit? Maybe an 8-bar or something.
I'm gonna save that.
You gonna save it?
I'm gonna say that.
Okay. Okay, definitely. All right, definitely. If you could, man, just give us a drop, man. Just saying. You said what?
I'll say it's just location, man. Location. Where I'm at right now.
I feel you. Oh yeah. I get what you're saying. Yeah, you're gonna be looking crazy and stuff. So, go ahead and give us a drop, man, saying I'm in the hot seat with DJ. This is such and such, and I'm in the hot seat with DJ Malone.
Yo, what's good out there, everybody? This is Shake, and I'm in the hot seat with DJ Malone. What up?
Exactly. Real, man. Well, I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So. All right, though, man, until next time, it's your boy, DJ Malone. You know, I really do appreciate our guest for being here. Shakes, make sure you guys check him out, everything that he's got going on. He has a hot track called Taste It. I like it. I know you guys are going to like it because, hell, I like it. So everybody likes what I like. That's arrogant as hell, but I guess.
yeah,
until next
like
time,
it.
Man, it's your boy. What'd you guys say, bro?
I'm just saying, yeah, you definitely gonna like it.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Well, until next time, people, it's your boy, DJ Malone. We out. One.